It's Monday, July 8th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Coptic Christian in Egypt named Sarah Atef, who was a fourth-year university student, disappeared on June 27th and remains missing. She is believed to have been kidnapped by a taxi driver while waiting in front of her university in Beni Souef, reports International Christian Concern. Her family realized something was wrong when she did not return, and both her cell phone and Facebook account were deactivated. A family neighbor said, quote, "When her mother knew that her daughter was kidnapped, she got out to the balcony and screamed loudly. She was hitting her face. All of the neighbors got out of their houses to monitor," end quote. Islamic extremists use kidnapping to intimidate and control the Christian population in rural Egypt. Kidnapped girls are forced to convert and then marry a Muslim man. In some cases, the police have been known to facilitate the kidnapping. No doubt that Egyptian Christian mother echoes the prayer of David in Psalm 13. "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?" President Trump struck a patriotic, nonpartisan, and unifying note during his address at the 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C., reports FoxNews.com. Listen.
243 years ago, our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to declare independence and defend our God-given rights. That same American spirit that emboldened our founders has kept us strong throughout our history. To this day, that spirit runs through the veins of every American patriot.
President Trump described the inspirational talk delivered by General George Washington to motivate the colonists to win the war for independence from Britain.
"The British had come to crush the revolution in its infancy. Washington's message to his troops laid bare the stakes. He wrote, 'The fate of unborn millions will now depend under God on the courage and conduct of this army. We have therefore to resolve to conquer or die.'"
President Trump concluded his nonpartisan remarks with these inspirational words.
"We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed a continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens, because we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God."
CBS, ABC, NBC, and MSNBC snubbed the celebration and did not air it live. A magnitude 7.1 earthquake struck Southern California on Friday evening, which was 10 times stronger, 4.7 miles deeper, and 7 miles northwest of the 6.4 magnitude 4th of July foreshock, reports KTLA.com. Shaking was felt across Southern California and as far as Mexico and Las Vegas, where an NBA Summer League game was halted when the stadium began rattling. Psalm 147, verse 5 says, "Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure." Marianne Williamson, a Democratic presidential candidate, is a devotee of the 1976 New Age book entitled A Course in Miracles, written by atheist Helen Schuckman, who believes she was channeling new revelations from Jesus Christ himself, reports the New York Times. The book drew from older traditions like Christian Science and New Thought, a related 19th century metaphysical movement. Reality, it taught, was illusory. Conflicts dissolve when one realizes the power of love and forgiveness. This change in perception, the book's narrator says, produces miracles. In 1992, Ms. Williamson published her first book entitled A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. The work landed her on the Oprah Winfrey Show, prompting sales to skyrocket. The Christian Research Institute described the narrator of the course as not divine at all, but a, quote, "demon cleverly impersonating Jesus," end quote, bent on turning a, quote, "person's perception against Christian faith and toward New Age occultism," end quote. At the Faith and Freedom Coalition banquet, Pastor Robert Jeffress of the 13,000-member First Baptist Church in Dallas and one of President Donald Trump's spiritual advisors did not hold back in his description of the modern-day Democratic Party in light of its endorsement of abortion and the homosexual agenda, reports the Christian Post. Listen.
The truth is, when you talk about righteousness and unrighteousness, it is becoming clearer and clearer that the Democrat Party has truly become a godless party. They have literally attempted to remove God from their own party platform. Today, they are actively working to remove "so help me God" from oaths of office. They are promoting values and policies that are completely antithetical to the Christian faith.
Referencing news that the Democrat Party hired Union Seminary Vice President Derek Harkins to lead the party's 2020 faith outreach efforts, Jeffress did not mince words.
The Democrats have realized that they have a, quote, God problem in connecting with voters, so they have hired this week a faith outreach director. They have hired a Trump-hating pastor who comes from a liberal seminary that is filled with liberal professors who couldn't find God if their lives depended upon it.
The 63-year-old pastor warned the Christian activists not to be fooled by the God talk from the Democratic presidential candidates.
When they talk about God, they're not talking about the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who's revealed himself in the Bible. These liberal Democrats are talking about an imaginary God they have created in their own minds, a God who loves abortion and hates Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the true God of the Bible, the real God, is a God who hates abortion and loves Israel.
An American mother, now living in Norway, is asking for the return of her three American-born children after they were removed from the family home in May by the controversial Child Protective Services Agency less than a year after moving to the Scandinavian country from Atlanta, Georgia, reports the Christian Post. Natalia Shudakova, an American citizen, is now speaking out a month after her kids, 11-year-old Brigitta, 9-year-old Nikita, and 7-year-old Elizabeth, were removed from her home on May 20th and placed in foster care. Brigitta, whose cell phone was taken away as a punishment, lied to school officials, claiming that her mother never gave her lunch, despite the fact that her mother always sent her to school with the full lunchbox. Over 10,567 people have signed onto a Citizen Go petition asking U.S. Vice President Mike Pence to intervene on the family's behalf. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, July 8th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.